Welcome to Yanker Jacks with Brian Swope.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Part of the Gateway City Sports Podcast Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Yakker Jacks. This is Brian Swope, your host, Papa Swope on Twitter. How are y'all doing this morning? I am pumped. Today I've got a really, I think what you guys are going to find to be a really interesting guest, and I will share that with you when the time comes, but I'm excited. I'm really, really pumped about it. So how is everybody doing this morning? I hope things are going well for you. It should be because the Cardinals won yesterday. Oh my goodness, 5-3 over the Giants. It was, at the end, very stressful. I don't know if you were like me. I was beside myself about to pull my hair out thinking, oh my gosh, they're not going to do this to me. Like, they cannot do this to me. They cannot lose this game going into the final inning, going into the ninth inning, up 5-1. And then it seemed like the wheels were just falling off. But no, they did it. The Cardinals did it. They finally put together a win against a team with a winning record. Not just a team with a winning record, but the team leading all of baseball in wins. So that is amazing. I cannot say enough about KK and what he did, going toe-to-toe with Kevin Gausman, who Gausman had a no-hitter going into the seventh inning before Arenado broke that up. And it's what we've been waiting to see from this team. It's what we have wanted to see from this team. Just the grit, the I'm not going to quit, just the fight. And I felt like this team had more fight in it yesterday than what we've seen all season. It was incredible. It was amazing to watch this team just really put it all out there yesterday. Maybe you guys saw something different than what I saw, but what I saw was a team that really just said, you know what? We have stunk it up. We've got to do better. We've got to be better because we are better. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. So good on the Cardinals for doing that. And also, special shout-out, congratulations to our good buddy, Nolan Arenado, and also Alex Reyes, our two Cardinals All-Stars. I think it's great that we've got two guys going to the All-Star game this year. Reyes absolutely deserves it. Absolutely. In spite of what happened yesterday and him almost blowing it, he still has been a dynamite as a closer. When you go 20 for 20 in save situations, and he has been phenomenal this year. I cannot stress how good Reyes has been. You're talking about a guy who right now, he's 5-3 with 20 saves, 1.52 ERA, 1.31 whip, and 54 strikeouts and 41.1 innings pitched. Reyes is about as dominant as a closer as you're going to find right now. He's doing great. And I know that the organization views him long-term as a starter. I think they still view him long-term as a starter. But he is really looking good as a closer. And one of the bright spots on this team. You look at everything that's happened this year for this team. And you look at Jordan Hicks going down again. And then Reyes steps up. He just steps up, he steps into that role, and he just does it. It could have been, you know, Gio, and it could have been Cabrera. It could have been any one of those guys, but Reyes really just, he stepped up, took a hold of it when given the opportunity, and has absolutely run away with it. So I think it's great that Reyes is getting a chance to go to the All-Star game. He deserves it. Well-deserved. If I'm going to look and be honest, I think that probably Arenado shouldn't be the starter and I know this is going to make a lot of Cardinals fans angry, but I think that Chris Bryant has actually had a better season so far than Arenado has. But I'm glad to see our trade from the offseason working out. He's going to get to start in the All-Star game in Colorado, which I think is going to be neat. It'll be really cool to see Arenado start the All-Star game in Colorado, where he basically grew up. You know, this is where the guy was drafted, played for, signed the huge contract, and it's going to be really just cool to see him have that moment. And I think he deserves that moment for sure. Definitely Arenado deserves that moment. One guy that was left off of the All-Star roster, which I think is wrong, for lack of a better term, is not Yadi, but Tyler O'Neill. I feel like Tyler O'Neill has had such a good season. He's been like the one super bright spot on this team this year, other than Alex Reyes, obviously. But Tyler O'Neill has really blossomed into becoming that player that everybody thought that he could be. And so it's amazing to see the success that he's having. I know he's on the injured, not on the injured list right now. He's out because you got dinged on the finger and a little bit of swelling. No, nothing broken though, which is good news. Hopefully Tyler will be back today or, you know, sometime this week in the Giants series or even again before we get to the All-Star break. But I really felt like Tyler O'Neill deserved a spot on the team, even as a reserve. Now, I'm hoping that we still get to see Tyler in some of the All-Star festivities, because I would really love to see Tyler O'Neill in the Home Run Derby in Colorado. Can you imagine? I think he would put on a show. I don't even think it'd be close. I think he would just put on an absolute show. And so I think that'd be great. So, Tyler, let's get you to the All-Star game. Let's get you into the Home Run Derby. We've got to, can we make that happen? Can somebody out there listening make that happen? Let's get this covered and get him into the All-Star game, even not in the game, but just to the Home Run Derby. I want to see Tyler O'Neill hit bombs in Colorado. I mean, I just want to see him just tear it up and just really light up the Home Run Derby. Can you imagine Tyler O'Neill, Shohei Ohtani, Vlad Guerrero Jr., those guys just launching balls into the Colorado sky during the Home Run Derby? I think it would just be a fantastic show. And honestly, I think this has a chance to be one of the better Home Run Derbies that we've seen in a while. I really do. I think there's so much talent right now, and there's some power right now in the major leagues, and I just think it would be an amazing, amazing event. I can't wait to watch it, and I just hope that Tyler gets to be a part of it, because I think he deserves it. So Tyler, here's to you, hoping that you get to get into the Home Run Derby this year. So let's get that covered. Speaking of coverage, sometimes you got to make sure that you get yourself covered and make sure that when things in life happen, you have a plan. And I'm talking about insurance. Not just any insurance will do. You need Allstate. That's why the Wiley Group has two locations in Festus and Arnold to serve you. They offer home, auto, boat, motorcycle, business, life insurance, investments, and so much more. They use a customized approach that is tailor-made to meet your needs. So give Sean and his team a call today at 636-764-6294. They can help you with an insurance quote right over the phone. Or if you just want to talk sports, they can do that too. Don't have time to call? Just email Sean at SeanWiley@allstate.com to learn about the coverage options that you need to keep you and your family protected. And remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. That's enough of me just talking and rambling today, because I have got a very special guest that I am super excited about, and I think that you guys are going to enjoy. Got a very special treat for you guys this morning. Joining me now on the Holy Smokers guest line is Leslie Holiday. When it's time to add a little spice to your life, make your next grilling adventure a spiritual experience with Holy Smokers Rub Company. They have several different flavors to choose from, each one especially blended for a taste sensation that you will pray never ends. The best part is, all proceeds go towards helping families who are going through the process of adopting a child. So look them up on Facebook. Be sure to use coupon code GCS10. That's GCS, the number 10, for 10% off of your order. Holy Smokers Rub Company, bless your taste buds. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. How are you? So you guys are in Atlanta?
We are. We are. We arrived around 2 a.m. this morning, and which was partially our fault because we were, before we came here, we were in Muscle Shoals, Alabama with some buddies. And so anyway, we could have gotten here a little bit earlier, but we love our friends, and so we had to hang out with them for a little bit longer.
Hey, friends are what makes life really special. So we had a huge gathering over the weekend for 4th of July. I think all told, I think we wound up with about 50 people at our house. So it got kind of crazy.
That's awesome.
It was fun. We were definitely tired on Sunday, but it was worth it. It was fun. So I wanted to ask you a few things. I'm really excited because a lot of people always try to ask, the players. They try to get the players on and interview the players. And, you know, I've always felt like you get a real idea of the players when you talk to their wives. And I also wanted to get, a different perspective on things. I'm a dad. I have 5 kids. You know, my wife is a stay-at-home mom, and I'm on the road a lot for my job, and it amazes me how she's able to balance everything and to keep everything in order. I mean, she's a total blessing. I always tell people that God really broke the mold when he made her, because she was exactly what I needed, and I just feel overwhelmingly blessed. So when Matt was playing, what was it like for you, like being that baseball wife? And then now, how is it like being a baseball mom? Because you've got, you've got your boys that are, really good. And especially Jackson's getting a lot of attention now. How is that? How did you balance it when Matt played, and how's it working for you now?
Well, Matt and I got married when we were really young. So we were 22 and 21 when we were married. And so it's kind of all I've ever known, honestly, because when you're that young, you just sort of, honestly kind of blindly jump into a lifestyle that I didn't have there was no familiarity there at all. My dad was a rancher. I grew up in a small town in the Texas Panhandle and then moved to another small town in Oklahoma. So I didn't, the whole baseball wife life kind of thing was never on the radar for me. I didn't have any idea what it was. And back when we were younger, there wasn't social media. There was just really no way of knowing what I was actually getting into, And I'm so grateful for that, to be honest with you, because I had no expectation. And as Matt and I grew in our relationship with the Lord and grew in our marriage, his career also began to take off, and there were definitely challenges in it. I mean, when I was a kid, I saw my dad a lot. I mean, he was home a lot. He helped my mom with a lot of the day in and day out things of just being a part of a family. And that isn't something that a baseball wife has the privilege of. Your husband just can't logistically participate in the family the way that most of us are accustomed to. So I think that's a challenge for every wife across the board, is trying to reframe what family looks like and reframe what the role of a wife is. And for me, that was a challenge early in the marriage, just because I missed him more than anything. And I just was like, the heck, you're gone all the time. This job is crazy, because they're gone a lot, man. They leave if they're doing a homestand. They leave to go to work for a 7 o'clock game, anywhere between 11 and 1. And then they get home, depending on how long the game lasts, several hours after the game's over, because they have to do treatment, they have to do media, they have to do all of that stuff. And so really during those those months of the season, they're real intense, and they're logistically incredibly challenging to keep a family together and keep a good rhythm in a marriage. And so I think that was difficult, just to be completely frank. And so we had to learn how to adapt on the fly. And before we had kids, I would travel with him, and I was in the minor leagues. And so I would just get in my car with a couple other baseball wives, and we would follow the bus and just go and just make a choice, kind of a predetermined decision. All right, this doesn't look like my parents' marriage. This doesn't look like some of my mentors' marriage. So what I know I need in my marriage is I need to spend time with my husband. So I made this predetermined decision. That's the way it was going to go. And that's what I did. And then we had kids, and same thing. Like we just went with Matt and never spent longer than 10 days apart. And our lives looked a little funny from the outside. Like, our kids didn't go to a traditional school. We just went with them. And so when he played for the Cardinals, the kids did what now is very popular because of COVID. They did virtual school. And so during spring training, we were with them. And during the season, we were with them. And when he went to New York, we did virtual school. When he went back to Colorado, we did the same. And so it was just a little bit unorthodox, but our non-negotiable was keep the team together. And that's what we did. And you know, and thank goodness that's what we did, because he played a real long time. And now on the other side of it, I didn't have to reintroduce myself to him and say, hey, you know, December 30th, 2000, we met, and you're locked in. So it was nice to kind of grow together and know each other well, and, you know, make some funny sacrifices on the front end that have really paid off now that he's not playing anymore. So my boys love baseball because they were involved in it. And, you know, and now we're watching them play. They're doing well. Jackson is 17. He'll be a senior. And Ethan is 14. He'll be a freshman. And I've got a daughter who's 11, and a boy that is 7. And we're busy, man. This youth baseball circuit is, it might be a harder travel schedule than the major leagues.
Yeah, sometimes it can be. I remember growing up, baseball back then was, you went to the local Little League field and you played ball and you went home. You know, maybe went out for snow cones afterwards, but this is a lot different.
We need to bring that back. We need to bring that schedule back. That was really fun. This is exhausting.
Well, and yes. I know that you guys, you're very strong in your faith. And I know that Jesus kind of is the basis for everything that you guys do. How does that play into, and how do you instill that into your kids too through all of this? Like, because obviously you guys worked hard to make it work, and I think a lot of people forget oftentimes that, you know, hey, marriage is hard work. I mean, you've got to work at it, but you guys had to work at it extra special hard. How did you guys lean on the Lord during that time?
Well, I think that the beautiful thing about a relationship with Jesus is we get scripture. And I love when, so just to backtrack a little bit, both Matt and I were raised in homes where I was raised in a church. Matt wasn't raised in a church, but he was raised by parents that marriage was very important to them. And so they were committed to their commitment. Matt's mom is this really cool woman that now she's like so in love with Jesus and so in love with scripture. So both of us had a really great foundation as far as what it looked like to be married and what it looked like to live a life that you're just striving after, I don't know, I would say goodness, right? Because my parents, like, Jesus was the goal, and Matt's parents at that time, it was like just being a good person, right? So and obviously things have changed for them and their relationship with Jesus as they've gotten older. But so I think that's real important for kids to see, and like, there's a little saying that says more is caught than taught. And I think both of our examples as kids, you know, Matt and I growing up in different homes and different locations, both of our examples were like parents that were committed to the commitment they made. And so we had a heads up on that deal. And or an advantage on that going into marriage. And I think that that's a beautiful gift we can give our kids, is for our kids to actually see a marriage that's committed. And so to answer your question, in a like that was the probably the best foundation that we both have with our parents that showed us what it looked like to be married. And so, and then when we very first got married, I went from living at the Pi Phi sorority house to moving into with Matt, right? And so in our very first house was the basement, I remember, at a winter development camp. And so that was it. I mean, seriously, December 30th, we say, I do. We get in a car the next day. We drive to a winter development camp for the Colorado Rockies. And we move into a basement with this family. Their names were Kurt and Tammy Wells. And then he leaves. Like, he literally, like, leaves all day long. Every day, all day long. He's going to the, you know, Rockies Stadium, and he's doing everything they need him to do. And that was, for me, like, this time where I thought, oh, my gosh. Like, I left my fun friends in a really, like, easy college lifestyle, and now I'm sitting in a basement in Denver, Colorado, with no friends, no car, don't know who these people are. Like, this is weird. And so I went to a bookstore and bought, like, my dad always would read Max Lucado, and he was it's a really good author. And so I bought every Max Lucado book and sat in that little basement and just read book after book after book after book. And I would say that period of time is when my faith just really began to blossom, and I became very serious about, okay, well, what does Jesus say about this? And what does Jesus say about this? And what does Jesus say about this? And I started to understand that you can actually apply biblical principles to your life right now. And that was kind of the moment for me where I started to get very serious about, what does Scripture say about marriage? What does Scripture say about family? What does Scripture say about what I wear, how I act, what I say, what I think? And that was a real big catalyst for me as a young person to really start to align my words and my actions with what I say that I believe and who I say that I trust. And so, and Matt was the same way. And we kind of decided to build our family on those principles, on biblical principles. And we try, I mean, look, we aren't perfect parents at all. Like, we have the same challenges that, in fact, we were so far from perfect parents. In fact, yesterday we were just talking about how bad of parents we actually are. We're like, what in the world? The social media thing is kicking our butt. Like, we just, it's hard, man. It's hard to parent. And you just pray, like, the prayer that I prayed yesterday, to be completely honest with you, was, Lord, I can't do this. Like, I can't do this on my own. Like, these kids are hard, and I love them so much. And I don't know how to parent with the social media challenge. I don't know what I'm doing. And so without your help, I really have no idea what their future holds. And that's sort of like the humility I think that parents have to have. I really just am having a hard time articulating it, but I love those kids like crazy. But I do know that unless they have their own personal experience with the Lord, life's going to be really hard for them. And so my prayer is that they continue to grow in their relationship with Jesus, and the Holy Spirit continues to be just moving in their hearts, and their actions and their words will start to align more consistently, and the decisions that they make reflect and honor Jesus. And that's my prayer, but I can't force that on my kids, and I'm just relying on the Lord to do with their hearts what he did to mine. And man, that's what I want for my boys and my daughter more than anything. So I don't know if that answers your question.
No, it does. That's fantastic. You know, it's funny that you talk about your time there in Colorado after you guys first got married. My wife, Katie, and I, we met at freshman orientation in college. I asked her a week later to marry me. And I figured, you know, I know what I'm getting, and I better get her before she realizes what she's getting, and lock that up. But no, we'll celebrate our 20th year of marriage this Christmas. But you know, it was right after 9/11. I joined the Air Force, and then I flew out to California, and came back. We got married on Christmas Day because that's when all the family was going to be there. And then we flew back out. You know, I flew out to California, and then she drove cross country with her parents to move out there with me. Well, about halfway through that first year of marriage, she called her dad crying, said, "Oh my gosh, he hates me. I can't do this." And, you know, and he said, "Well, you know, you can't come home. You married him, so you're stuck. So figure it out." And, you know, that first year was really hard. But yeah, once we figured it out and figured out, hey, you know, it's not about me, it's not about you, it's about us together. And, you know, how do we make that happen? And I think that's very difficult, for a baseball family. You know, when Matt's gone, you know, all of the pressure is on you, obviously. And you guys did work hard on that. How was Matt when he got home? Because I know those guys, they go through so much throughout the day. And people, you know, often forget. You know, some people say, "Oh, well, they're just getting paid to play a game." Well, no, they're getting paid a lot of money to work really, really hard. And so they put their bodies through so much. So I can't imagine him coming home just completely exhausted. How did he respond to that, you know, when he got home? Was he able to put that aside and focus on you and the kids, or how did he handle that?
Well, we just grew, you know. When we very first had Jackson, I remember we were living in an apartment across the street from Coors Field with a roommate, because, you know, yeah, he's made a lot of money over his career, but it doesn't start out that way, you know. I mean, right. there's a system that Major League Baseball places on these players, and so early in your career you make nothing. And then so anyway, we have some roommates, we're living in an apartment across the street from Coors Field, we don't know if we're staying, we're going, whatever. So anyway, that was a real stressful time. And so I remember he got called up. Jackson is 3 months old, 6 months old, something like that, and he was an awful baby, like the worst. And so he had colic, he had some health issues, he cried all this time. We were very young. We had Jackson, we were 24. We had no idea what we were doing. We have no family. We can't afford help. Like, it's just a really dark time in the holiday home. And anyway, to answer your question, no, he didn't help out at all, because he was so, and it's part of our story. I mean, if he were sitting right here, he would say, "Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing." But you know, part of our story is early in our marriage. I mean, I was like your wife, calling my dad saying, "Come and get me. This guy is awful. Like, he just works all the time. He's gone all the time. He's trying to make this baseball team." Like, you know, I'm sitting there going, "What in the world did I get myself into?" And my dad said the same thing. He's like, "Hey, girl, like, not only are you married and you've been married for a long time, you also have a child. So you're going to need to learn how to be committed to this commitment. You're going to need to talk to him about these things." And you know, because that's where I went awry. Is when I was a young wife, I just tried to do everything on my own. I saw how hard Matt was working and how he really wanted to make the team and how he really wanted to stay in the major leagues. And this was super important to him. And our whole calendar year was dedicated to whatever organization he was working for. And I'm talking like what you eat, how you sleep, how you train, like what you know, just your every hour on the clock was dedicated to the sport. And like you said, like injuries, pushing through injuries, having surgeries, sacrificing your long-term health for the short-term job, you know? And so, and everything was dedicated to that. And so I saw and appreciated always his work ethic. And I thought I could reciprocate that as a young mom with this new baby. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to do this all on my own, because he's doing all of that on his own. And that's sort of where Matt and I went, like I said, awry early in our marriage, is that we were living these two separate lives. Like, he was working at his job and I was trying to be a mom. Well, the difference between being a mom and being a baseball player is the mom thing's the 24-hour thing. I have a kid that doesn't sleep, like literally doesn't sleep. I was like drinking coffee like you wouldn't imagine. Like, it was just a tough time. And I remember our marriage was a real struggle. And so luckily for us, we had some real good mentors and we were able to have a real healthy conversation early in our marriage. So I think early in our marriage, we kind of shook that thing out where, look, you have your job and I'm going to support you in your job the very best I can. And I'm going to pray through and try real hard not to be resentful of the hours that you have to commit to this thing. but I'm going to need you to come home, whether it's, you know, you need to eat dinner and like kind of reset your mind. But when you come into the house, I really need you to help me be a dad. And so we were able to kind of create some boundaries early in a marriage because of the struggles we had early in a marriage. And so I think the more kids we had and the more, you know, his career, he got a little bit more comfortable in the fact that he was going to stay in the major leagues for a while. He had a really good system, and it's so personal. I mean, everyone is different. We have friends that like to live 30 minutes away from the ballpark. And so, and they want to drive, they want to ride home by themselves. They don't want their kids in their car. So they can, in that 30 minutes from Busch Stadium to their home, they can kind of sort out emotionally what they've got going on. And I think that's wise. And I mean, Matt didn't do that, but we have friends that did do that. And I think that's good. Matt was just able to, if he had a really rough game or he was needing to sort through things emotionally, physically, spiritually, he would just stay longer and hit the cage and do some things there just to kind of prepare himself to come home. Because the kids and I, we weren't fans of Matt. We loved him. He was dad and husband. Like, we, you know, what he did on the field just mattered nothing to in our home, you know. And of course, it mattered a lot to him because he cared about his profession and cared about his job. But it just takes time. I mean, I would, if there's a young baseball wife, listen to this. All of us have gone through this to where you have to shake out what your rhythm is and you have to figure out, okay, how can your husband process failure? Because there's so much of it in professional sports. And how can he process failure, but yet come home and invest in ultimately what's going to be the most important investment in his entire life, which is his relationship with the Lord, his relationship with his wife, and his relationship with his kids. Because that's what lasts long after a career lasts, you know. And we got to a good place, especially in the last like 10 years of his career, where it was just it was like he put on a costume, went to work, performed for the fans, and came home and was a dad. And we got into a real good system. But you know, early it was pretty messy. But hey, if everyone's honest, they all have that story, right? So it was pretty messy for the holiday crew in those early days.
Yeah,
but
I think everybody who's been married knows, you know, that there is some messy times. And, you know, there were obviously some struggles, but there were also some really good times, I'm sure. When you look back at Matt's career and over your marriage, what stands out to you? Like, is there one thing that you could say, this was just it, this was the best, or are there several different things that stand out where you just look at them and you go, you know what, that was really, really cool, or that was a lot of fun?
Oh man, I loved his job so much. All of it. We could be here all day talking about like those moments that you look back on with just such fondness and such great memories. I think the most valuable thing to me when you reflect back on a really long career and very formidable years in our life. I mean, we started doing this thing. Matt was 18 years old when we started professional baseball. And I believe he was 38 years old when he quit playing professional baseball. And so, and then I entered the picture when I was 20 years old. And so, you know, and maybe it was 39, I don't remember. But anyway, it wasn't that long ago. And those formidable years in your marriage and in your young family and your life was spent as a pro athlete. And so the memories are numerous. But I would say that the most wonderful thing about our journey is our relationships with the people over the years. And that's what's been so cool about our podcast is we've been able to call people that we haven't had a chance to intentionally sit with for years. And you get to see them on Zoom and you get to have conversations with them. And it is just like going back in time. It's been really cool. And I think the relationships, both Matt and I would say, have been the most wonderful treasures of his career, and because you're able to have real deep and meaningful friendships because you're doing life with people that our circumstances are so unique and it's just so familiar, right? And I think like moments, as far as moments go, the 2007 World Series run in Colorado was, mean, I loved winning the World Series with the Cardinals and all that stuff, but that was different because the people on that team were in the minor leagues with us and they were drafted with us. And so the majority of that team were like our friends when we were 19 years old with us and, you know, in these apartments where there's like seven people and Matt and I were the only ones that were married. So I'm like team mom, right? And so anyway, so I have all these guys living with us and I have brothers. And so it was just super fun. And to be able to go to Colorado and be with those men and grow up together with those guys and to be able to compete and try to win a World Series, there was really nothing quite like that. And so in St. Louis, it was obviously incredible. And our time in St. Louis was awesome. I mean, so awesome. But I think that team, in my mind, was in just very special because I'm talking from top to bottom. We knew their families and it was different, you know, than coming over in St. Louis and kind of getting in a little later on people's stories, you know? And so, I don't know. I think that was cool, but our time in St. Louis was awesome. And our friends in St. Louis and, man, it was a good run for sure. Very grateful that the Lord allowed us to do this thing and be able to be buddies with and have such good buddies to people all over the map. So super happy about that.
Yeah. You mentioned your podcast, Table 40. That's really, really neat. I love the fact that you and Matt bring on, you know, these people that, you know, are, you know, back from your past that, you know, you get to reconnect with and talk about different things. And you guys have always been like really committed, not just to the game, but also to the community. You know, one of the great things you guys did was doing the Homers for Health there in St. Louis with Cardinal Glennon. You know, and I can't say much, you know, enough about that. You know, me personally, my son got injured in a horrible bike accident, wound up in Cardinal Glennon. And, you know, it was phenomenal. Like what they were able to do for him was just incredible. What are you guys doing now? Because I know you've got a, you know, really busy schedule, you know, with baseball still. And, you know, the college season just wrapped up. And I know Matt's been coaching as well. How are you guys still finding that time to be a part of the community? And what are you guys doing right now?
Well, that too, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up because that right there was one of my, I love Homers for Health and I love Cardinal Glennon and the families that we've been able to meet through that program are still, I still keep in contact with several of those families. It's just been one of the most rewarding experiences of our lives. Both of us would say the same thing. So we still are pretty stinking involved. And so we'll be up August 22nd for a program, just the Holidays Heroes deal. And the people that donate $7 per home run, we have a big party for them every year. And so we'll come up the 22nd. I think Nolan and Laura Arenado are going to come with us and we're going to record the live podcast and we're going to have a big dinner and we're going to do some fun things with the Holiday Hero group. And it's fun to come back every single year because some of the people that have been with us for 10 years are there. And so it's sort of like a family reunion. I can't say enough about Sandy Kohler and the people at Cardinal Glennon because they're the ones that sort of keep it running while we're, you know, out traveling and doing things with the kids, baseball and all of that stuff. But we're always going to be involved in Cardinal Glennon. Like that's a commitment. We're in until death do us part. And so we love the hospital and Mike Shannon's been incredibly, incredibly influential in our ability to stay committed to something long after you quit playing. And so, because Mike's been, you know, he's been an amazing leader in helping us kind of, well, it's helped us navigate that, right? Because at first, when we started the program, we thought, okay, we'll do this until Matt's done playing, and then we're going to pass it off to another player. We're not going to make this about Matt. We're going to make this about the kids and the program, and we're going to develop a really, really strong program and then pass this thing off to another Cardinal player, and then prayerfully, the other Cardinal player will pass it off to another Cardinal player because we've just seen in Matt's career, I mean, once the player leaves, and it's like they become a distant memory, right? And so we just wanted it to be about the program. And but then Mike has helped us navigate, like, oh, no, but you can still be involved even though you're not present like that. And so, man, he's the coolest. And so he's sort of given us a nice little map, and we come back once a year, and we'll go see the hospital, and we'll have a big party for our friends that do Holidays Heroes. And if we're ever in St. Louis, we go. But that program has meant the world to both Matt and I, and it's cool to see our kids. They like it too, especially my daughter. She has such a tender heart, and her math skills don't reflect the fact that maybe she could be a doctor. So I don't know if there's a doctor in her future, but she can sure run over there and love on those kids. So I don't know, but it's really cool to take her to the hospital and just see how God's uniquely created her to enter spaces that are difficult. And I think that's really neat when you see that with your kids. And my son Ethan is the same way. Like, they have no problem walking in those rooms and sitting with kids, even though they have, you know, whether it be an accident or cancer. I mean, you see some gnarly things in there and some hard things. And I love seeing my two middle kids just jump right in there, sit on those beds and have conversations. And this one time that there was a sweet little girl, I'll never forget her. She lost all of her hair. She's been doing treatment, but she was really into doing makeup. And she did Grayson's makeup. Grayson did her makeup. It was just the coolest thing, you know, and it was just neat to see your kids, you know, not be afraid of hard things. And I think that that's really important. And that's something I pray that the Lord's planted that seed. I pray that He really grows that seed, because I would love to see my kids carry this thing on in ways that we can't, right? So we only live so long. So anyway, I would love it to be like a generational holiday thing. So we'll see how it shakes out. But I love the hospital. I'm glad you brought that up.
Awesome. Well, I don't want to keep you too long, because I know that you guys have got a really busy schedule today. You got baseball game coming up here pretty soon. Leslie, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. It has been awesome, and I feel like there's so much more we could talk about and unpack. And so I hope that we can talk to you again sometime in the future, and you know, talk about some of the other stuff that we didn't get a chance to talk about today. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you for joining us. Can you give our listeners just a quick, you know, where can they look up some of the things that you and Matt are doing, how can they connect or help out with some of that?
Well, as far as the hospital goes, I mean, the Cardinal Glennon has a link on their website. So it's just, I think it's Cardinal. First of all, let me preface saying that I'm the worst social media person. I'm the worst person when it comes to this sort of thing. And so I'm a horrible self-promoter. But I know that if you like Google Cardinal Glennon, their website will come up, and then there's a link for Homers for Health. And oh man, we would love the support on that. It's just the cool thing about what we were able to create at Cardinal Glennon is the money that people donate, it actually goes to the immediate needs of the hospital. And so it's not like you're paying salaries of people that have nothing to do with with the kids. And so that was a big non-negotiable for us when we created that program, is that if you're to donate $5, that $5 is going to go to the kids and the immediate needs for the kids. And so I think that that's something that I'm really proud of as well. And so there you go on Cardinal Glennon. As far as our podcast goes, it's just Table 40. And it's on Apple. It's on anywhere podcasts can be found. And Matt and I both have Instagram. He may have Twitter. I don't have Twitter. I hate it. I don't really have Facebook. I'm on there like once every 6 months. But it's linked to my Instagram. So when I, so that's super fancy, right? But it's just never really been my thing. And when we were asked to do the podcast through this ministry that I work with, it was real hard for me, because I'm not private. I'm very open, but I'm more open, you know, one-on-one versus through a media platform. But it's been so much fun. Matt and I've had so much fun together, and we'll see what the Lord does with it. But I have Instagram. I think it's Leslie Smith Holiday, and Matt has Instagram. I think he has a little blue check mark. So Google Matt, or put Matt Holiday in that search bar, and I'm sure you'll find him. But that's kind of you know, honestly, that's where you find us. Not, you can email me. I mean, I think the email's attached to one of those things. So anyway, but I know that that's not fancy or very smooth, but that's just kind of who we are. We're not fancy or smooth at the Holiday House. We're just kind of trying to be obedient to what God has for us. And we have Josh on next week, my brother-in-law. So that'll be a fun conversation to talk to Big Brother about the kind of employee matters, since Matt's been volunteering at Oklahoma State. So I'm looking forward to that conversation for sure.
Awesome. Well, if you get a chance, listen to Table 40 with Matt and Leslie Holiday. And once again, Leslie, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this week.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you.
Well, gang, that is all for today. I want to thank you once again for joining us. I want to thank Leslie Holiday for joining us as well and being so gracious to come on. I know that she had a very, very late night and a very, very early morning and a busy schedule. So again, Leslie, thank you so much. Thank you guys for being here. As always, check us out on gatewaycitysports.com. And don't forget to check out all of the other great shows that we have as part of our podcast network. We've got the Derek King Sports Show, Turn In Two, Team of Rivals, The Rundown, and my personal favorite, Two for Three with Mike Stevenson. I want to thank you guys again for being here and joining us, and we'll see you again next week on Yakker Jacks.